I know a lot of you probably know the name on this. You can read it behind me. But the question is, how many of you have had a malted milk? William Horlick invented malted milk. Now, it may sound like it's just a chocolatey drink or something, but it wasn't. It was very important. They had it, actually, when I was a kid, it was in tablet forms. It was so important that Admiral Byrd took it on his expedition to the Antarctic. It was issued to World War I soldiers because they thought it was so full of protein, it would keep them going. So it was very important. William Horlick was a very important man. And I'm going to let two by two, if you want, go up, look inside. This is a mausoleum. Where do we get the term mausoleum? Look in it, look in the back. You'll see his head.
It's a dead person, dude.
Actually, it's the bust of William Horlick up in the right-hand corner. It's a very interesting, if you look inside, you get the time to look inside. You'll see a stained glass window back there. That stained glass window has been rumored to be a Tiffany production. Okay, so it's a very valuable piece. But now, as you're looking, I'm asking a question now. And I need quiet. Where does the word mausoleum come from? The word mausoleum comes from a 6th century king, King Mausol. And the story goes is that his wife was in childbirth and she died after the 28th child. I don't know what the problem is there, but 28 children, I think. Okay, but and she died, and he wanted a place to honor her so badly that he built the first, what they call, mausoleum. That's where we get the word mausoleum, King Mausol. Yeah.